Well, me and Mark are back together.
Hello.
And we're going to keep talking about this idea of listening, why it's important to listen, and not just to listen to the noise of everyday life, you know, the deadlines that we have to meet, the decisions that need to be made, the distractions that are ever present in daily life, because listening to the wrong noise, listening to even the wrong voices, it makes it easy to drift. And makes it easy to lose sight of what we're here for, the purpose that we should have in life. That we should have this aim. We should have this intention. We should have something that we're proposing is what we're created to do. So we're going to talk about faith and purpose. That faith has an incredible power to realign us with the purpose God created us for.
Yeah, it's so true. Faith is so much bigger than what you would think, especially when it comes to godliness. You know, listening, the desire to listen, is really a godly act. It is something that is taught to us in Scripture and by Jesus himself. You can't just hear the words. You have to seek them out. You have to desire answers. And Jesus says, if you knock, the door will be open to you. If you seek, you will find. If your heart is truly desirous of finding the truth in God, God will bring you to that truth. Mm-hmm. It may take some time. It's going to take effort. But that effort will, because faith is really not only accepting that there is a God, but trusting that he has something to give, that he is alive, that he will help us, that he will keep promises that he's given. That's the big part of faith. We learn about the promises of God, and we have faith that he will fulfill those promises. Mm-hmm. That keeps us going. That gives us a lot of purpose there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it emphasizes that purpose isn't something that we can gather from our culture, and it's not even something that we can like manifest within ourselves. Mm-hmm. But it is something that God needs to give us, that God wants to give us, if we really want to find the purpose. The aim, the intention that he created us to pursue. We have to listen to his voice. We have to obey him. And then this faith, mm-hmm. it deepens.
Yes, yes. You know, we are in this realm of darkness and sin, let's be honest. And it is a lost world. Of course, we have a lot of positive people that are trying to find answers, but the only true answer that we see is that someday we're going to pass away and we're going to leave everything behind, everything we've done. And we have to wonder, what purpose did we have in doing those things? Why was I always upset with people about this or that? It meant nothing. You know, why was I so involved with money or whatever? And now it's all gone because my life is gone on this earth. There's no use to it anymore. So we have to transform our thinking into God's thinking, because it's the only choice we have to really step away from the vanity and the hopelessness that this life gives. That's all it has to give us. We have to choose truth and the love of God and the grace of God. We got to find him, and he will help us to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the ideas that are coming to my head as you talk about faith. Trust, I think that would be maybe like the best equivalent, you know, in terms of like secular vocabulary, a trust, something that you have. I have trust. And that then develops into what you do.
Exactly.
You depend.
Yes.
You depend upon what you trust.
Yes.
And so if what you're trusting is coming from culture or coming from self, like that's what you're going to depend on. But you're getting us to rethink faith as being trusting God, and then my response is depending upon Him for determining my intention, for determining my aim. Even when the road isn't clear, I can walk with intention if I trust God and the path He's taking me down.
Right. You can step out and have the trust that He will see you through, that good will occur. You know, Romans chapter 12, verse 2 tells us, don't be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world. See, he says that because it's going to lead to destruction. Mm-hmm. It's going to lead to hopelessness. It's going to lead to death if we do that. But he says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Mm-hmm. So we must step out. I mean, we're going to have a time period where we know a little bit, and we extend trust to God, and we step out, and we test the waters. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we're reaching out to Him, and He'll respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in for a lot of trouble if we're conforming to the world. If like the question that governs my day is like, what do I want to do today? That is a dangerous question to be asking ourselves day after day. Like, what do I want to do? What's my desire for the day? But this faith and like the weight and direction that it gives to our decisions, it allows us to then ask the question, like, what's God calling me to do? Not just what do I want to do, because maybe that's inappropriate or misguided or misplaced. Mm-hmm. But if it's what is God calling me to do, and then you listen to His voice and you obey what He's asking you to do, what He's calling you to do, this faith, this trust, and this dependence, it goes so deep. Mm-hmm. It will allow you to do things and make you into a person that you could never have dreamed to be or things to do.
Yeah, that's the key, I think. It's the complete trust and dependence on God. And of course we know that, well, all along our life, but especially in the very beginning, we can get all kinds of opinions about what we should do from other people. But the scripture says we need to test what His good and perfect will is. The only real way to test this is to have an open Bible. Only through the Bible can we tell whether some human being out here is teaching the right gospel, or is leaving things out, or is adding to it what is not in Scripture. So if you do, for instance, if I do rely on you for words of wisdom and teaching, I'm going to need for you to draw what you give me right out of Scripture. And I need to follow that, and I need to study on my own, and I need to know that God is the one that will lead me. God is the one that I wholly trust in, and I can't let anyone else get in the way of my trust in God as revealed in His Word and revealed by His Holy Spirit, in order to guide and lead me to Him and to a life that He's going to bless me with it, that life. So I might have gotten into a subject we didn't intend to get into as far
that's so important.
You know, not listening to everybody, but
we have to discern that this is God's voice and that it's Him calling, if we want our purpose like our created purpose to be realized and actualized.
Godly discernment, you said it. It's discernment from God. It's not, my life is not going to be based on what I thought when I was young. I wanted, like, I wanted to be rich and powerful. It's not going to be based on what my friends have talked about in life, as far as having a happy life. It's going to be totally trusting in God and having the assurance that I'm going to be led by God Himself, by the Holy Spirit of God, in the life that He wants to give me for all eternity. And so, yeah, it's a process, but it begins with that.
Yes.
That faith.
Yeah. And I like that because, I mean, it's so common today, especially for, like, my generation, to, like, need a plan, you know, like a 1 year, 5 year, like 10 year plan, yeah, to then, like, okay, I can buy in because I kind of within myself, I've determined, mm-hmm, you know, where I'm going to be at in a year, 5 years or 10 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's foolish to even think you can determine that.
You ever heard the little saying that God gets a laugh out of our plans? He laughs at our plans.
Yeah. No, and that there's so much truth to that. Hebrews 11 in the Hall of Faith, you know, like Noah, imagine Noah wanting the 5 year plan before he constructed the ark. Or Moses wanting like the full, you know, 45, 50 year plan for how they were going to actually, you know, inherit this promise before he was going to return to Egypt and confront Pharaoh. I mean, it's all of these characters, all of these people, they acted because they trusted the God who spoke.
Yes, and God, like Abraham, God packed up, Abraham packed up and went to a new land far away that God had told him to go to. Now, that is stepping out.
Yeah, it's radical.
In faith.
It's radical trust, mm-hmm, and that's what we're called to. And we even have something more anchored with this,
absolutely,
trust because of the revelation of God in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have something unshakable and eternal and anchored firm and deep.
Yes.
If it is anchored on Christ on the cross.
Yes.
Like if God is willing to do that for you, how could you not listen to His voice, obey what He's saying, and not trust that He is working this out in your best interest?
Yes. And so you act according to your trust and your total faith in God. You read and consume all you can from His will, His word, and you act.
Mm-hmm.
You live accordingly, because faith is a trust that you base your life upon.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to say, well, I believe, and then be your old self. It's going to be, you're transformed.
Yes.
Into a new creation.
Yes. Yes. It cannot be like vague and wishy-washy and fickle. It has to be deeply personal and active and purposeful. It has to be.
Yes. Yes, it does. It changes who you are. It changes your personality, how you're going to act. You will come to understand that you now exist in God's kingdom, although that kingdom will happen, will be fully revealed way down, you know, a little ways down the line after after we have passed on from this realm. We've still been brought to the kingdom, and it's within us. And so it will cause us to live and experience things totally differently, and will open up avenues I think that you've talked about that are just astounding mm-hmm. for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Listening, obeying, that is where faith, I think, begins. It's where it originates. It's like listening and obeying. And that's where faith really originates. Faith comes from hearing the word of Christ.
Yes.
But that's also where faith continues to grow. Mm-hmm. Listening and obeying. It's not a one-time transaction.
Yes.
Like you said, this is deep, personal, purposeful transformation.
It is. There's so much involved in it. We have to grow through who we were raised to be, and we need to understand the nature of God and the nature of my own godliness. How have I been prepared for godliness by Him? We're going to find that we have gifts given to us that no one else has, and we are unique individuals in Him, and He's prepared us uniquely to live out a life in Christ.
Yeah. I've been thinking more and more recently about like God as a composer mm-hmm. and just like as the most beautiful composer that is the best at character development, developing character like within people, within His creation.
Yes.
I think we often want God to give us like this big dramatic sense of purpose right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But in Scripture, like purpose, like our intention, our aim, what God wants us to shoot for, it usually starts with this small voice, the small whisper, a small act of obedience. You know, it's not like this big spotlight, but hearing and trusting and moving forward. Even though you don't have the whole picture, the whole story of your life, mm-hmm. and like the character God is developing as He's composing your story, but God is able to turn the worst of sinners into saints, into followers of Jesus.
Yes. And the great grace that comes through learning that about God in you is such a blessing, and it brings such gratitude, such hope, such assurance, such confidence in living for God, reaching upward to Him and knowing He's there, listening and hearing and living through and in you and with you, abiding with you. He's your true Father. It's astounding. It takes a little time, but we come to Him with trust, with obedience, and with humility. Mm-hmm. We give. We're here to. When we come to Him, we want to give. We want to be His children. We are gung-ho, and by all means, live faithfully and enthusiastically, but keep those ears open
mm-hmm.
and that heart open to God's development of yourself.
Yeah. So much of what you're saying reminds me of our talk last week about understanding. We probably aren't able to see how everything's fitting together in the present moment. But if you walk with confidence that's in boldness that comes through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust that God is holding all of this together, and that as you continue to walk with trust, with confidence, with boldness, because of this access you now have to the Father through Jesus Christ and His Spirit, you will be able to look back one day and reflect on God's work, God's power actively involved with you mm-hmm. in your life. Mm-hmm. Because your faith is your trust is listening, it's depending, it's moving, and you're discovering purpose along the way. And so there will be moments where you're able to like look back and like and see how God has honed you in and focused you on this particular purpose that He created you for.
And made things happen in your life.
Yes.
You'll see how truly, I hope everyone comes to the knowledge of how truly great God is, how truly powerful He can do anything. And to trust Him completely and understand in that understanding, it will move you along a lot faster than having a lot of doubts and fears and wondering whether or not just wondering whether or not I'm doing the right things. Just being doubtful and in and out of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can grasp that faith and trust it and keep walking in it, there's going to be some hard times.
Yeah.
And you're going to wonder.
It's human nature.
Yeah. Am I going to come out of this like I, you know, with something good that happening? It'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
You will. And that teaches you discipline and faith and patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is a endurance. And that is a huge trait that God is hoping that we all get.
Yes. Yes.
Patience.
Yeah. And like that trust that you're talking about, it's able to overcome the moments of doubt and uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think surely Abraham had moments of doubt and uncertainty?
Yes.
And that's why he said his wife was his sister, you know, because he was having moments.
Yeah.
Moses, you know, all these characters, all these people in this chapter 11 of Hebrews. I like this, you know, it's just the section in my Bible is by faith. And it talks about Abel, it talks about Enoch, it talks about Noah, it talks about Abraham. It talks about Sarah. It talks about so many different people, Jacob, Moses. But one of the things that I want to propose is like these individuals, these people, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jeff, you know, like it's like I don't have enough time to talk about all the people who live by faith. Their stories are unique, but their response to God is the same response that we're advocating for.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to His word, obeying what He's asking you to do, and then developing this thing that they live by, that the Bible calls faith. And our purpose in Christ, it might not look exactly like theirs does. It even says, I find this interesting, Moses considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than all the treasures of Egypt. He was looking to the reward.
The reproach of Christ actually, I think, means the suffering that you might endure by being dedicated to Christ.
Yes, yes. Our faith grows the same way theirs does. They have their unique story.
Yes.
You have your unique story. Anybody listening to this, like God has created you for a unique purpose
mm-hmm.
that only you can respond to, that only you can feel within His created world.
Yeah.
Our purpose isn't going to look like Enoch's purpose.
Right.
But our purpose grows the same way. Listening, obeying, stepping forward as you trust God, and depend upon Him to find Him in your purpose.
Yes, even through hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are going to be some times where you're thinking, man, I'm in a tough spot here. But then you get on the other side of that and you say, wow, God was really with me. I know it now. I can see that. And so it's your faith is going to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
And if you endure that life, if you endure life and keep your faith, there will be an amazing, glorious life for you.
It circles all the way back to Romans 12, where you began us with. As you endure those testings, you can better test and discern God's will in your life.
Yes.
The good, acceptable, perfect will of God.
Yes. More and more understanding.
Yeah. He isn't just calling us to do something. He's calling us to become someone new.
Mm-hmm.
And that transformation, it begins with listening, then obeying, and then deepening in this thing called faith, trust, dependence.
Great.
Yeah, keep listening, keep trusting, keep walking in trust.
Amen.